Maybe my body was more exhausted than I'd thought. I mean, how else can you explain that I collapsed on the ground and fell instantly to sleep? Sheer exhaustion. Overwork. Tension, nerves. The crushing responsibility of... Huh? I lifted my head. My eyes slid open, rolled around three times, and came into focus. The sun was up. The birds were chirping. Three huge humanoid creatures towered above me. They looked, well, shocked and stammered, and maybe even mad. Yes, mad. They all looked mad. The female humanoid slapped her forehead with the palm of her hand and screeched,
"Oh, for crying in the bucket! Hank, look what you've done to my garden!"
Huh? Garden? I let my eyes drift around the... well, the immediate vicinity, and sure enough, I was lying in someone's garden, it appeared. On top of a rather large pile of fresh dirt, so to speak. And several feet away was a... well, a pretty big hole in the ground. And suddenly it all came rushing back. I was in Sally Mae's garden, and she was the female humanoid who had... uh-oh. Slowly and quietly, I reached for the control panel and threw a switch marked... oops. This activated a program we use only in the darkest and direst of emergency situations. Oops is similar to the sharing of pain, only when we activate oops, the pain is on the other foot, so to speak. I was in deep trouble, fellers. I knew it. I could see it in their eyes. And I had to admit that the evidence looked pretty... oh, brother, I was cooked. The oops program kicked in. Within seconds, my tail began tapping out a slow, sad rhythm. And we're talking about the saddest rhythm you can imagine. Pure tragedy. My eyes glazed over and locked into the setting we call deepest remorse. And whilst all that was going on, the facial muscles in my face began beaming a message of earnest sincerity.